issue number 23.
We're holding in the middle of the sugya of Amud. Moses Sukushi Gvoyo Lomalo Mesrimamo Vebonobo Amud. Person has a Sukushi Gvoyo Lomalo Mesrimamo. And he put a Amud inside the Sukha. So the Gemara Abayas have a mina was that you could say Gudasi. And with the Gudasik, you could kasha the sukkah. With the Gudasik, you could kasha the sukkah. Rabbi was choylik, and Rabbi said, "Ve'inen mechitzas anikores veleke." It's not mechitzas anikores. But Abaye had a hava mina. The hava mina from Abaye is that you could say Gudasik. And we told them a kasha, the Rosh's kasha, the Ran, the Shoinim's kasha. Why you have to come to the shaila from Gudasik? Typically, mitzad doifen akuma. Typically, mitzad doifen akuma. You have a doifen akuma. So why you have to come to Gudasik? If the yitztabo is gavoya asora, so say doifen akuma from the tzdodi, but it'll be kosher. So he said that the ritzger is taki answers, that mikan raya, that if the mokim choshu bifnei atzmoi, you don't say Gudasik. If the mokim choshu bifnei atzmoi, and you don't say doifen akuma. You don't say Doifan Akuma to it. You only say Doifan Akuma to a man, Chelek from the Sukkah. But if it's a Mokim Gavoya Asoro, you don't say Doifan Akuma. That's the given the Teres from the Ritz Geirutz. But in Rashi, we're Medayek. Rashi says, Vebono Ba'amud, Rochoik Harbe Min Atfanes. Rashi says, I was Rochoik Harbe Min Atfanes. Val Rashi says, I was Rochoik Harbe Min Atfanes. So Rashi learned that you could say Doifan Akuma to the Amud. The reason you don't say Deifan Akuma to the Amud, because the Amud is Rochik Abba Min Atfanes. The Rosh explained it, it's Yoysom Me'arba Ames. But mainly you don't say Deifan Akuma. So these were the two Me'alchim that we had in the Sugya. The Ritz Geiris learns that the reason is no Deifan Akuma in the Sugya for Amud, because while the Amud is a Mokim Choshuv, but mainly you can't say Gudasik to the Amud, and you can't say Deifan Akuma to the Amud while it's a Mokim Choshuv. So Mokim Bifnei Atzmo, you can't say Deifan Akuma. And Rashi says, because it's Rochik Arba Min Atfanes. So we mentioned the Ore, before she asked, the Sfasemes, why the Gemara has to speak about Sukushi Gvoy Lemalo Me'esrimamo, Vebono Bo Amud, you say Gudasik, you don't say Gudasik. Speak about Amud, Gvoy Asoro, and he put Arba Kundesim in the four sides, and he put Schach on top of them, Abba Kundesim in the four sides, and he puts Schach on top of them. Sava Rabbi Lemeimar, you say Gudasik. Amalei Rove Beinan Mechitzas Amikores. Why does Sugya Shigvoy Lemalo Me'esrimamo? And you have Amud. What the Shach is Sugya Shigvoy Lemalo Me'esrimamo? Lama Redim Glat Amud. Four Kundesim in the four sides. You put Schach on top. Abai Hold, you say Gudasik. Rove Hold, you don't say Gudasik. Why the whole machlekes, you say Gudasik, or you don't say Gudasik, has to be a reinsetz in a sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrimamo, and as a shayla, you say Gudasik, or you don't say Gudasik. What's in a shayla? It's a sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrimamo. So lefilu ritzgeyus, it's a gibaldik. The Gemara is coming to say, b'derech agav, that you don't say Daifan Akuma. And the first sugi in Amud Aleph, sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrimamo vebono bo yitztabo, you say Daifan Akuma. You say Daifan Akuma. And the second sugi, you don't say Daifan Akuma, because it's govoy lemalo me'esotfochim. Oh, it's the matanaya sugi. Hey, nechanami, you don't say Daifan Akuma. You say Gudasik or you don't say Gudasik. You say Gudasik or you don't say Gudasik. So the Fidah is getting fakir, it's a hemshech. Sugya shigvoy lemalo me'esrimamo, you say Deifan Akuma. Bona bo amud gavoy asor atfochim, you don't say Deifan Akuma. Sova rabai lemeimah, but maybe you could say Gudasik. Amal irov emichitzes amikores, beinan Gudasik, na ben Deifan Akuma na. But the Fidah Rashi that you could say Deifan Akuma, that the Echetimtze is that it's rochik min atfanes, that you cannot say Deifan Akuma. So why to talk in Azai Echetimtze? That's the Kashim of the Sfasemes. It's a starke kasha. It's a starke kasha. Hopefully, in the Hemshach HaSugya, maybe we'll say Givaldik Eteretz. Why Michlal to Mushzach HaRayim? It's for Samus Frank. Speak about Amud, Arba Kundesim, you say Gudasik or not? So, sure, we'll answer it later. K כן זין התרץ, כן זין התרץ, הגשמק התרץ, כן זין התרץ, that you know why the Gemara spoke in this case? Abai wanted to say, Gora Givaldi Kechidush. Abai wanted to say, Gora Givaldi Kechidush. What was the Gora Givaldi Kechidush from Abai? The Sukkah is Gvoya Lamala Me'esri Mamo. Now you build the Amud, Gvoya Asor. The Amud is Gvoya Asor. You want to kasher it, Mitzad Gudasik. Yeah? So you make Gudasik. Well, we spoke about it, totally take it. And you make the Mechitzes, you take the Mechitzes, and now the Mechitzes go up till the Schach. Right? The Pashtus. The Mechitzes go up till the Schach. If the mechitzes go up till the schach, where is the mechitzes? On top of the amud or on the sides of the amud? Where the mechitzes start? Where the mechitzes start of the amud? In the bottom or on top of the amud? Even if Rashi says on top, but it can't start from on top. If there's no wall in the bottom, there's no gudasik. You write Rashi. Well, I'm asking you how Lazop Rashi. I'm asking you how the walls start. Lechur, they have to start in the bottom. And good asik. Good asik. Take the good asik. Go up. But if you don't say good asik, it doesn't go. So you have to take the good, the wall, and asik, and take him up. But if you don't start the good, the wall, it will never get up to the top. Well, in the bottom it's not nikkur, it's a piece of amud. Oh, but you pashas, you do good asik, you take the bottom wall, and the bottom wall, you pull up. If you take the bottom wall and you pull him up, before what are you answering me? The pashas. So l'chula, this wall is vital l'malo me'esri mamo. Normally in the itztabo, we don't look in the walls, what is in the bottom. We ki'ilu looking at starting from the level of the itztabo. Here you can't start to look at it from the level of the Amud. If you start from the level of the Amud, there's no walls. The only way to have the walls is if I look on the walls on the bottom. Why not? One second. I see a wall, but this wall, I'll ask you a bit of kasha. If I steal the wall on the bottom, this wall exists? No. So I can't, in a normal wall, when I put it near the Itztabo, I say, forget about the bottom, cut it off. I'm starting from here. Here, if you start from here, you don't have garnish. The only chayas of the amud is the only chayas of this wall is giboit and the banner. What? What mashu? I have to have a sword talking to make good asik. This is what Rava said. We're going now. If the Abaye that Abaye wanted to kasher the sugya mitzad good asik, then we cholik. Rava says it's not good. But let me get if the Abaye that it's kosher. I'm asking you, this wall, how big is the wall? It's esri mamo plus. The halal, you say with the Torah, but it's a chidush. No, in Itztabo, I don't have to look at the bottom of the walls. I say this is the level of the sukkah. Forget we said seven of a mashu. Ki'ilu, it starts here. Here, I can't say ki'ilu, the wall starts here. So I need to start from where it starts, from the bottom. So it's esri mamo. For the longest, I need it. If I need it, it's esri mamo. Now, I want to explain, sweet. Has to be that all of you are right because Abaye says that it's kosher. Has to be that what I'm saying is wrong. But the test of the Sfasemes is the Givaldik Chilush that Gudasik helps even the Sugashi Gvoy Lamala Mesri Mamo. More divine, a glad test of the Sfasemes. Doesn't help what you're saying. If the under the ground is not counted, so you don't have a wall here. In a normal case, if I start under the ground, forget about what's under the ground. It's enough for me only to be machshir what is on top of the ground. Here, if I forget about the bottom, I don't have a wall. The chetz of the wall is yoinek from the bottom. I'm saying, I'm mekabel all of the tirutzim, nishta zeklo. Aber zok aber sidach, ateret on the svasem is discussion. Frag the svasem is why the omud good asik is in this case. It's a very big chidush, as we say good asik, mechai gafet. And every halal, we could say that the wall starts from here, the sukkah starts from here, and we look at everything like it's under the ground, and it's not in the gear. You have to say that it's commander lesson. The word is malam, what is the terrors? You have to say commander lesson. So say teresa halal. But I'm saying in Itzaba you could say different things also. In a normal Itzaba, you could say that we look at it commanderless. We look at the bottom like the bottom doesn't exist. We could say that we look at the bottom, keep it, the bottom doesn't exist. But here we can't say that we look at the bottom, keep it, we don't exist. We need to use the bottom. So I'm saying I'm a kabel the tirutzim. You're saying halal, you're saying commanderless. Could be all of the tirutzim, could be good tirutzim. But I'm glad to tell us that the is kasha. The Gemara said, give all the chilish birchas good asik. If the Gemara would say a normal good asik, say that. Stay there, grace of chilish in good asik. That you look in the top, you don't look at the bottom. All of the nuschos will be right. But I'm saying, maybe Baal will say different things than Sfasem is kasha. This was one chilek. Let me get the second chilek. Second chilek was that Rabbi was chilek. Rabbi said, good asik will not help you. Why? Be'in al mechitzas alikos. Be'in al mechitzas alikos. So Rabbi was mechadish that good asik doesn't help. Be'in al mechitzas alikos. And we said, Machlekes Rishonim, as Reb Chaim is maimed Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi and Tesis learn that Rabbi didn't answer him that you were wrong, that you could say good asik. Because the regular b'Shabbos, you say good asik in Amud. This is the reason Azirik el Amud b'Shus Arabim Chayev. It's called b'Shus Ayochid. It's called good asik. Rashi Davov, Rashi and Shabbos, Rashi Sukkah Chofei. Avad it's called b'Shus Ayochid. It's called good asik. Aber in Sukkah Zanaya Aloche, Mechitzas Anikores La Yoishet Befnim Lo Shenaran Ke Ein Diro. Has to be like a house. But in Sukkah it's not good. This is Rashi's Teretz. And the Ramban Meirim Rav Avraham in Harlern, Rav told him you have a toys. You don't say good asik on mechitzas and nikoros in the bottom. Not that it's a din and sukkah that will be nikoros, it's a din and good asik. Only from a mechitzas and nikoros you pull out a wall. And the feed them zok the Ramban the Amud. You don't say good asik even the Gabi Shabbos. Why is there a klutoich chayev? Zok the Ramban pnei Amud reshus ayochid. The Rav Avraham in Har says reshus ayochid oylo ad berekia. But feed the Ramban take only al pnei Amud yichayev. If you throw to the avir of the Amud, you take a pot. Those are the machlekes. So we mentioned another machlekes, ayoytze mize, not everyone agreed. And lefi the Rashi, that you have to have, chitzas hanikor, it's a sukkah dike aloche, maybe before we go weiter, the Welt brings down, that Tesis and Dav Zayin, shteta zevi Rashi and the Ran. That it's a sukkah dike aloche. Tesis and Dav Zayin and Mudalech, dibur amaschil ve'eino niteres, Rest Hashem will be seeing it soon, the sugyas. But what Teisa says, Mamish Mefurish. Teisa has a kasha, we know Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Teisa has a kasha, he has a chetimtze, put a konekan, put a little line, like an Eruvin. You know, you put a little stick here, a little string, and it becomes a ganze Eruv. So why in Sukkah you have to have Tefach, Tzuras HaPesach, all different halachas from Davov. And Shabbos, you know, you put konekan. It's like Tesis, what's all you want from Shabbos? Sukkah b'ina mechitzas amikores! The last line in the Bamaskel b'ina niteres. He's not speaking in good asik. He's asking a shayla from Hilchah Shabbos. In Hilchah Shabbos you could put konekan, ve'amud b'emza. So why in Sukkah you need shlish sakudu tefach? All different halachos from Davov, Zayin. So Sukkah b'ina mechitzas amikores. Shteit klos ha'asuk dike halachem. Shteit klos ha'asuk dike halachem. So it's a sukkah dike aloche. Will it be does it the machlekes? So Rashi and the Ran learn it's a sukkah dike aloche. And Tesis learn, and the Meiri and Rabbi Avraham in Har learn that it's a haloche in every good asi. And we wanted to say even Efshar aggressor a machlekes. That in every sukkah that you have a sort of tfochim and the schach is much higher. So in Rashi states you don't have to come to Gudasik. It's kosher, it's no din mechitzas magiyas l'schach. In Ran states it's no din mechitzas magiyas l'schach. And l'umas them, some rishonim hold, you have to come to Gudasik. So he says it's a shitoso. L'fi Rashi in the Ran, if you would need Gudasik, you would not have a wall, because the top is not Nikoros. But she'engi l'fi the Ramban, it's no din Nikoros in Sukkah. If the bottom is Nikoros, it's enough. And everyone was arguing and saying that even if Rashi and the Ran, if already it's Nikoros in the Sukkah, it's already enough. It's called Nikoros. When it's not Nikoros in the Sukkah, then it's a problem. But if it's Nikoros in the bottom, it's already enough. I mean, the Ritva Taki Shteita says, when Rashi and the Ran, the Chum, Daphne Zogun Azeh. I want to see the next Shtika Le Gemore. I will see it's Mamish Toli Hobeho. Lama Zeh the next Shtika Le Gemore. Tonu Rabbon. Noatz Arba Kundesi. Noatz Arba Kundesi. V'sichich al gabo. A person took four amudim and he put schach on top of them. רבי ינגב מאחשי וחכום מפויסרי. אומר רבונה, מחלקס על שפס הגג. רבי ינגב סובר, אמרי לנגודסיק מחיצתה. ורבונן סברי, לא אמרי לנגודסיק מחיצתה. אבל באמצע הגג, there's no reason to crush her. דברי הכל פסולו. ורב נחמן זו כפקר. באמצע הגג מחלקס, עושי לילי, what is the סוגיה? יבואו באמצע הגג מחלקס, אבל השפס הגג דברי הכל כשירו? או ידיל מבין בזו, בין בזו מחלקס, תהיקו. Das in the first chelik of the gemara. So let me get the lishne kame is as fas agag machlekes. If you say gudasik or you don't say gudasik, lo mezen de rashi. Machlekes as fas agag de mechitza sabayis tachter keneged bein akundesim veike lemeimar gudasik. So the first mandoma kashers gudasik. The second mandoma holds it's posul. Zok Rashi. Now the shayla is how to read this Rashi. Look inside the Rashi. Mechitza sabayis tachter keneged ben akundesim ve'ike lemeimar gudasik ve'hoche loy amrinen debeinen mechitza samikores. Shver Rashi. Why is Sfas Agag it's kosher de'amrinen gudasik ve'hoche loy amrinen debeinen mechitza samikores. Why? Why? Why do we not say that it is Mechitzas and Mikoros? Well, Taisus will explain that it is Mikoros. How do you read this Rashi? You say Gudasik, V'roche loy amrinen debeinen Mechitzas and Mikoros. Why not? It's a lochem Mechitzas and Mikoros. How do you read this Rashi? So the Mires want to say there's a Tov Sofer in Rashi. And they changed one word. It's interesting. The Nayi Gemoras didn't find no Xavier like that. And the word Vehoche, they put two little lines. Chachomim Oimrim. It's Rosh HaTeiras. The Hey, they put a little bit more ink that it becomes a Ches. And then they put two little lines and it becomes Vechachomim Oimrim. Rosh is the one that is pushing this Girsa in. What's it about? Now we read it with the Mira Girsa. וחכמים אומרים לא אמרים הם דבאינן מחיצס הניקורס או רידה רשי ודנו נוסח אמרים הם גודאסיק מחיצס this is רבי ינקב וחכמים אומרים לא אמרים הם גודאסיק מחיצס why? דבאינן מחיצס הניקורס and רב אברום מן ההר he brings down the same רשי ורשי פירש רבי ינקב אומר אמרים הם גודאסיק ורבונם אומרים לא אמרים הם גודאסיק דבינן מחיצס הניקורס זה לא רב אברום מן ההר בשם רשי כמעט these words רבי ינקב אומר אמרים הם גודאסיק ורבונם אמרים וחכום ורבונם אמרים לא אמרים הם דבינן מחיצס הניקורס רב אברום מן ההר anyway it's a sugya different it's a shver upgrade in רשי if we don't change it the רשי doesn't make sense Rashi says, Amrin and Gudasik, and here you don't mean Mechitzas Nikoros. Why not? Taisa will say that is Nikoros. What Rashi is saying? It's a Shveri Rashi. Sibar Tapshat. אבל באמצע הגג שאין תחתיו מחיצה סביב דברי הכל פסולו ולדאי בארבע קונדסים בלי יש לו דלת מחיצה. This is the first gemara. פרק טייסס הקשה. אבל אספס הגג דברי הכל כשירו. דחושיב מחיצס ניקורס פי מעמוד. משום דניקורס בבייס. תייסס אז דקשה, יאהבת על מחיצס ניקורס. אלפר תייסס לתרץ, את חושב מחיצס ניקורס, תפי מעמוד. משום דניקורס בבייס. לא שתית לתייסס. תייסס עד שוור, why else fast a gag it's good? Where is the מחיצס הניקורס? Why else fast a gag it's good? Where is the מחיצס הניקורס? אלפר תייסס, The choshim mechitzas nikoris tfei me'amud bishum de nikoris babayis. An amud... What? Say it, a minute. So let me get pamelch. We'll start. If you look like the Ramban, Reb Avraham min Ahar in Meiri, I understand very glad. When the walls are not niker, you don't say gudasik. If it's niker in the bottom, Memeli, you say gudasik. You're right, it's not nikir in the sukkah. Upstairs, it's not nikir at all. At all, in Gans, it's not nikir in the sukkah. But it's nikir in the bais. You could pull up a gudasik. But, Tesis doesn't learn like that. We said Tesis and Avzayim learns that it's a din in the sukkah that you have to have mechitzas and nikolas. This is not nikir in the sukkah. Inside the sukkah, it's not nikir at all. Yesterday, what you argued with me is, for the bottom, you already have a mechitza, you claim that it's nikir in the sukkah. Lo mekabel zayin. Here, it's not in the sukkah at all. It's only in the bais. It's worse than what you were saying yesterday. After it's done, it's already called nikolas. Say that. Here, it's in the bais. And I'll tell you that it's muchach that Tesis didn't go with the Ramban. If Tesis would go with the Ramban, Tesis had to say, v'yashloimar, hoch in nikolas. In the house, it's normal walls. The Teller says, well, we're not in the house, we're in the sukkah. Nikolas is fein me'amud. Ah, that's your Nikolas, babais. It's not enough. We need Nikolas in the sukkah. Nikolas is fein me'amud, she Nikolas, babais. Now it's Nikolas, babais, it's okay. But what is it? What is the Teller? Again, l'fi the Ramban, me'irin, the Bakwam in the Arab, if you see inside, they mamish go like that, and they speak it out even. The sukkah is givaldik. They have a riot to their shtickle Teller. That the whole problem was, when something is not nikkel, you can't pull up. If it's nikkel, you could pull up. Memele, and bais, gag, it's nikkel. Memele, you could pull up, house is glad. But if you learn, like Rashi and the Ran and Tesis, that it's a din in the sukkah, I have to have a nikkel dikke sukkah, where it's nikkelis in the sukkah. What is the pshat in Tesis? Was can we say? So the world says as Al-Nusach. The world says, maybe in two Nusachos they say it. One Nusach they say, aber fort! If it's nicker on the bottom, it's nicker on the top. No. Zwei Schwer, aber the Terrace says, yeah. Aber fort, it's nicker. It's epis nicker. And the other Nusach they say that the holiest side of Gudasik is not that you pull up the walls. The bottom helps to the top. It's not like you pull up the walls. So the shaylus in Rashi, it's one line in Rashi that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's meramis to it. That Rashi adds a word that funasir him at fanishul asuka. That the walls in the bottom, they're the walls at the top. It's for sure more shvel what we ask lemalum esim mamba. Not that you really pull up the walls. The kerach of gudasik is that from the bottom he helps to the top. So while here in the bottom is nikolos, so it's considered nikolos. So again, ashvaket is, if the answer is the whole problem nikolos was a din and gudasik, so it's enough that it's nikolos babais. The Ramban Meirin Rabbi Rominahar. Abba Tesis Ran and Rosh and Ran and Rashi learn. Has to be nikolos basukos, has sukkah di galoche. As we said from Reb Chaim, if it has to be a sukkah di galoche, then it's nikol. What is the answer? And we see from Tesis that he knew that it's not exactly a good teretz. Tfei me'amud, that is nikolos. So the world says this is the nusach what the world says. Other that fault it's nikkel, I don't understand. A more belongness that the aside of gudasik is not standard you pull walls. The walls from the bottom help to the top. So while the walls from the bottom help to the top, kilu gudasik doesn't mean really you pull the wall. The krech is that we look and you kilu you're surrounded in the walls that are in the bottom. You know?
Why she
doesn't say it at all? What in the Funisail? I said a Sidoa line in Rashi that could be Ismeramis. That whole line is not in the right place. The whole line. But you're right. That, I'm saying again. I said there's a line in Rashi that is Meramis. But Mnavis and Rashi starts in the beginning clear Nadaze. The first line in Rashi stayed close. You pull the wall and the walls are on top. Stayed close in Rashi like that. So it's a Shver Rashi. I'm asking. I said there's a line in Rashi that says Epis. But let me get Tzurik. We have the kasha of the sugya. I want to remind me that Vados is the Amolas of sugya. We are two tzodim in Machlekes Abaye for Rove at Mechitzas and Nikores. Rove says, Ve'inan Mechitzas and Nikores Veleke. Rishoy Nimirin, Ran Rashi and Rosh, Ran Rashi and Tesis learns, Sukkin is Mechitzas and Nikores, not the Gudasi. In the Sukkin, Kediro, you need to be Nikores. And Ramban, Rabbi Avraham and Aaron Meir learned, you don't say Devin Akuma without, you don't say Gudasi without Nikores. Then we have the next Sugi as Fasagag, and you put Kundesim, and the Gemara says, Gudasi, Frek Tesis the Kasher, but it's not Nikores. So the Fila Ramban, it's not a Kasher, it's Nikores Babais, it's enough. But Tesis says it in different words. It's Nikores Tfei Duch the Bais. Because Tesis knows it's a din in the Sukkah, but the Shaila what Tesis answers. So what is the if we say Epes Yech Vesnish? So what the walls on the bottom help Kilo there on top, so they get the din of the bottom. And if the bottom has a din of Nikores, so the top also has a din of Nikores. Kilo... A shvara zach, shemidaf tzuri geitz v'mazbir, what exactly Tesis means. Aber Rashi didn't answer it. Rashi is misaber. We have a shnayim kasha. Sayach mekores lefi demir regilse v'chachom imoimrim that you have to have mechitzas on nikores. And what's Rabbi Yankiv hold? You don't have to have. No, it's nikores. Say, but this is the kasha of the sugya. Rashi doesn't say a word. And if we have a different gilse, Rashi b'chal says, and b'chal, you don't need nikores here. So he gets that Sefer Mishmeres Moed, he says that Shtikotero was Megezog. I found in the Ochlaner, the Das Atzmoy, and this thesis in three lines. He says, Lule Divra thesis, he would say what we're going to say now, a whole Shtikotero. Three lines in the Ochlaner, and this thesis. You know why you're asking your Kashas not to Chitzis and Mikores? Tell your Teretz. Tell your Gevaldik Teretz. You're asking it's not to Chitzis and Mikores. The Teretz is... You're right. You need Nikoros. You have Kundesim. Four Kundesim in the side of the Sukkah. A frame. The Gudasik goes into the frame. When we see a house and we see a frame around them, it's Niker Duch the Kundesim. The Kundesim give it a shame of Nikoros. It grows into the Kundesim as a frame. So it makes sense to see it like Mechitzas HaNikoros. This is called Mechitzas HaNikoros. While you have your frame, while you have the Kundesim, this is of the Ochlaner. It's called Mechitzas HaNikoros. Malbu Pirayas, first of all. Zod Mishmeres Moed, this is what Rashi says. V'ochel Ebeinem Mechitzas HaNikoros. For the good asik. We have the Nikoros duch the Kundesim. What? Yeah, he needs to be the Nikoros on the bottom because we have Nikoros already, yeah. Not because the good asik. Yeah, but not because the good asik is Nikoros. You have Nikoros with Sadatsmoy. Not that here that the good asik is Nikoros. Yeah, but. What? You say good asik from the walls of the house into the frame of the kundesim. And all the four walls, yeah? And the Ochlaner says it mila b'mila, though. The Ochlaner says it's mila b'mila on thesis. He doesn't understand thesis kasha frektam. He could say such a poshta teretz. He have a frame. Let me get a trump weiter. If this is MS, we have a teretz. We have a teretz and the Sfasemis is kasha. What was the Sfasemis kasha? Why the sugya before an amud spoke and sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esrim amo and you build the amud in the middle? Take a little amud, put four pieces on top of it and speak about it. Then next sugya, big God. The teretz is, if we speak about an amud and four kundesim, it's mechitzas mikoros. What is Fasemis Kasha was? Why did Gemara have to speak a big sukkah and a wood inside? Take a wood, put four pieces of wood, put a schach on top of it, chai gavna is taki nikoros. What? You don't have to have a house inside. Well, here's the nafkimina, to make it klor. Yosh, let's make it klor. Lefi teisvis, it's only if it's at tzfas habayis.
It's nikoros, there's no walls.
It's only if it's at tzfas habayis. Lefi what we're saying, even if it's no walls, if it's a amud, you say good asik in the frame, it's the nikoros. You don't need to be a svas abayis.
Because
you can't
be framed by a
bayis. None of you are framed by a bayis. The bayis clap in the suit. Again. Lefi Rashi and the Ran, you say good asik from Amud, b'kol ha'tere kulo. Bayis is not better for good asik. It's a tnai in the sukkah, that in the sukkah you need Nikoros. So b'meira, the frame helps. The house and the Amud, Lefi Rashi, is not a plus. Good asik you say from a piece of stone, Lefi Rashi. Because at Erekula B'Shabbos you say good asik. It's a tnai in the sukkah that when you finish to say the good asik, you need to be nikoros in the place that you're sitting. And this was the chisol of the sugya. Not that I couldn't say good asik. That was not nikoros where I was sitting. One second. This is Rashi's This is Rashi shita. Why in the next sugya Rashi says that you don't need hocha loy bein and nikoros because the amudi make the nikoros, not like tasteless. What? No walls of one. So as MS has taken normal amud, put four big pieces in wood and put schach on top.
Now this is
the tenant says, "Why can't it's because?" But the walls are roche karpe. The walls of the house don't help. No, we're leaving it where it is. Amud is in the middle. The schach is on top and amud is in the middle of the suya. The frilik is suya. It's amazing. Most houses are suya around. No. His kasha was put speak about amud with kundesim. So the Gemara had to say amud with kundesim loyolo. So the Gemara said a big sukkah. You're right. So what do you want the Gemara to say? I speak in amud with the kundesim on the side. So the Gemara said you have a sukkah and you build amud inside. Most kosher. You're right, but the Gemara could have said this is what the Gemara is saying. When the Gemara says that, it's the same way to say the kundesim on the amud. We'll go one more weiter. Weiter noch ein Minute. Sido Aritva, the Pasha says, as a shlom at every week. We learned. The Ritva says a chidush. She can tell you this, my God, the Ochlaner and Tesis Bedas Atzma Yomake. Three lines. Maybe it was Pasha, as a Karachar Yad. So the Chiyun and Tesis, I didn't say it. As a Zeyvait. The Ritva says a chidush, but listen carefully. It's emes la'amito. Zog the Ritva, I have a chidush. Zog the Ritva, I have a chidush. The kundesim only help if they're on Sfas Agad. But if the kundesim are pulled a little bit into the roof, even the Tach Shloish Atfochim, it's not good. Only if they're on the edge. But if the kundesim are pulled a little bit in, even the Tach Shloish Atfochim, they're not good. Shonoch also passes it. Tov reshlam et zivov. Noatz dalet kundesim ben beetz asfas agag. Yesh machshirim benoatz asfas agag. Shum deamkirim kudasik mechitzte. So the mishabur. Dafke kshagag in a boilet min abayis. Vedafke kshu asfas agag mamesh. Aval rochek mize. Afilu pochis megim al tfochim. Lo yamrin en lovut vegud lekule alme. But if the kundesim are a little bit pulled in, you can't say, lovut ve good. Good ve lovut. It's the Ritva here. So the Welt learned pshat, treil chesel lo yamrinen. Good asik, and then lovut. Treil chesel lo yamrinen. All of the achroinim kadmoinim, here's the Ritva. Noch amol, treil chesel lo yamrinen. So you have to come to good asik, and then to lovut. Treil chesel lo yamrinen. Glad? But we know Sinish Tavis. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, good velovud amrinen, tof reish lamed tziftes, we will marich, at least, and tof reish lamed tziftes, good velovud amrinen. Chafetz Chaim di Paskin, good velovud amrinen. How, in the same semen, tzivov, how many the words? Vedavki kshu asfas agag mamesh, aval rochik mizah, afilu pochis megim at fochim, lo yamrin en lovut vegud, lekula alme. He found Taz. Chidush ha-ritvo, ונירה של הזה כיוון הטז. הוא עד וירה של הרציון. נירה של הזה כיוון הטז. ריטבו, ונירה של הזה כיוון הטז. מה שקוסוף סצור שיעשה הדל על הקונדוסים, מכוונים כנגד קויס להבטי. שייתם דה טז, דה קונדסים have to be mamash and the edges. He meant the ריטבו, he meant the ריטבו. Good beloved, לא ימרינה. Good beloved, לא ימרינה. Very glad. Good beloved, לא ימרינה. But we pass in good velovud amrina. Okay, here's gaga gaga gaga. But say good question. I don't know. Kasha atzum. I say the ritva in the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Shaila b'cha how we paskin the sugya from kudaisim. But on the tzad we say that it's kosher b'svas agag. Zog the Mishnah Berurah over who? That it's in the edge. This is not loshen ataz. She yaseh kudaisim b'svas agag. She yaseh kudaisim b'svas agag. But we know that reil chesam amrina. We say treil chesam amrinen. So if we pass in treil chesam amrinen, the Teretz is no. It's not because good velovud lo amrinen. Le shoynas veisach nish. I mean, this is the b'shmaya from the pesach. Why the psak is emes? If it's inside, it's not mechitzas and mikores. Only if the frame is connected to gudasik, then it's mikores. But if the frame is inside, it's not mechitzas and mikores. I'll bring you a raya that it's emes, a raya. Why the Taz has to say sheyase akundesim al sfas agag? Listen carefully. The Taz says sheyase akundesim al sfas agag. Make a kundes in the middle, make a big chvais, and sheyase aschach keneged al koisel. Why is that halachim that the ritva, the Taz, be busy where to put the kundesim? Put the kundesim. Bichlal the whole sugya. Why no as kundesim? I'm saying the gemara. The sfasem is frek de kasha. Was kundesim? He put one little kundes in the middle, and he puts the schach going around. So the next gemara, the emtza agag, the sugya from Diyum Dim that will live. But the image is not gudasim. So what is it? Why have to have kundesim as far as agag? And the Taz is busy where they are. The who the Taz had to say sheaschach mechuvin kenegdoi. The who sheaschach mechuvin kenegdoi. No one says it. The Torah says, if it's straight, you can say you're right. If the schach is not like it, it's good velavut. We're not coming to that. This we say good velavut. The kundesim have to be connected. And I think it's emes, because if you see in the aloch, I don't want to go into it now, the Mishtabura says that if the schach sticks out, then lekula alma you don't say good asik. Yes, if it's a cheshmin. So if it sticks in, it's not good. If it sticks out, it's not good. Shabura says, "V'dafkuk shagag ainu boilet min abayis." That's the bottom guy. You have to know. But the cheshbon is lemaisa asim lachamor. If we want to learn, we have beetsim. The kasha of the sugi is beetsim that we learned in the Friedrich sugi that you have to have mechitzas amikores. And Tesis is coming with the kasha in our sugi. What happened to the mechitzas amikores from the Friedrich sugi? So the Friedrich Rambam we answered it's enough mikores babayis. The Firashi and Tesis in the Ran it's not enough. It has to be mikores basuko. So it's mashmal that Tesis is coming to miyashavit. It doesn't stay stam mikores babayis. Tfei me'amud the mikores babayis. It's enough. We have to say at the Salomis that the amud on the bottom helps to the top. But we want the same milk from them. It's not. It's the frame of the kundesim, as even the ochlanel, as even the mishmar esmoyed. It's the frame of the kundesim. And by meaning this, we don't have to grize the Rashi. Rashi says the ochel lebeinan mechitzas amikores. This is what Rashi is coming to answer. And if that, we're saying a chidush. The Taz is chidush. The Taz for sure said it. Say inochamot. And the Chofetz Chaim, the loshon is good velavut. It's mamish. It's we became after stir merubas. Tov reish lamed vov siv vov good velavud. Lo yamrinem. Tov reish lamed vov. Tov reish lamed siv tes good velavud. Amrinem. Tov reish lamed beis good v'defin akum emachlekes. Tov reish lamed gimel good v'defin akum ve'lo yamrinem. Aber sel an zeh v'lashon zeh mishabura min ha'metzaros zeh namol tum yashav ala. Aber the din avad ezemes. The Taz says v'hu sheyaseh kundesim esvas agad. And if that we say the schach could be pulled over. Could be pulled in. The schach doesn't have to be mechuvanes. I'm saying the Rashi needs no chapshat. Someone over Shavuos comes with a pshat. We're holding an erev Kabbalah Sateire. The Gemara says, "Elef nichnosim lecheider, ve'echod yoytze lehiroe." Elef nichnosim lecheider, ve'echod yoytze lehiroe. So the shayla is a mot mezach. So if elef nichnosim lecheider, ve'echod yoytze lehiroe, this is the statistic. Then 1,000 nichnosim. 1,000 nichnosim lechayder. Ve'echad yoytze lehiroe. So it's a modern statistic. 1,000 kids come in, and one kid come out. I mean, the chances are so small. Chazal telling us before we start. 1,000 nichnosim lechayder. Ve'echad yoytze lehiroe. ואז גמור רב שמעון בר יוחאי אומר, אם שניים, אם שניים אני ובני, ואם אחד אני, נכפסה. ממש נפשט, אלף נכנוסים לו ירוע, ואחד, אלף נכנוסים לחדר, ואחד יוצא לו ירוע. And everyone wants, even in Erev Shavuos, every bocher, in Erev Shavuos, has moments, he wants to be the Echad Yoytzeh Lo Yiroe. He wants to be the Yochid HaMiyuchad, that is Yoytzeh Lo Yiroe. So what is the Pshat? The Pshat is, the Echad Yoytzeh Lo Yiroe doesn't mean statistic, 1 out of 1,000. It means the Rambam Meshmita Be'yevel that we mentioned, V'lo Yishevet Levi Bilvat, El Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Bayo'ilom. אשר נודבו רוחו יויסוי, והביאו עם הדוי להיבודו אל עמוית לפני השם נשורסוי, ולעובדוי לידו את השם, והולך יושור כמו שעשור אלויקים, ופה רק אויל מצבורוי, אויל החשבי נסרבים, אשר ביקשו בני אודון, כל איכות ואיכות מישראל, אשר נודבו רוחו, והביאו עם הדוי להיבודו אל עמוית לפני השם, ויושב כמו שעשור אלוקים, הרי זה נזכד יש קדש קדוש שמי, השם חלקוי נחלוס לי לעד ולא אלמו אלומים, וייסקה לי בו אלום הזה דבר המספיק לוי, וייסקה לי אלום הבו, כל איכות ואיכות מישראל, every person could be the איכות, אשר נוט ולי בוי, רבי מוסו ולא יורסו ביודו, אבל מעטי מוסו ואורסו ביודו, כל איכות ואיכות מישראל, אשר נוט ולי בוי, ומערל צאז, הקדוש ברוך הוא וכתופו עליהם הר כגיגיס. זה שייל איז כלל ישראל עושה נעשה ונשמע. They want to be מקבל את התאירה. Why you have to have כתופו עליהם הר כגיגיס? They said yes. Why to spoil it? They're doing it ברוצם. זה חזר, יש הגדוי לא, they change it. אבל כפשוטם של דבורים סזר שוור. זאת למערל, הקדוש ברוך הוא told them, the חפצף עם קבול עשה תאירו, the chefzef in Kabbalah Satoiro is not. Baruch Hashem, I decided to learn. I have a cheshik to learn. It's not in Kabbalah Satoiro. Kabbalah Satoiro is v'im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem. It's only two options. Other teire, other mise. There's no three options in life. To learn, to be a good balabos, or to live. Nein. Other to learn, other to die. Das ist Kabbalah Satire. If a person feels that there's another option in his life, it's felt in Kabbalah Satire. Even if he says, I want to sit and learn day and night. Even if he decides that he's learning. But if there's another tzad, as we can machen was me will, felt in the Kabbalah Satire. Hashem picked up the Har Sinai. V'im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem. This is it. Odo tere, odo shtar. Das ist Kabbalah Satire. You have to mekabel that this is the mitzvah by you. Odo you're learning, odo you're dying. Das ist der Chefze von dem Arus. And if not, sie fällt in der Kabbalah Satire. Es muss in Kabbalah's Oil Teiro. Kabbalah's Oil Teiro is not only that the guy sits and learns. It's not enough for the Kabbalah Satire. For the Kabbalah Satire, you have to have Kabbalah's Oil Teiro. Kabbalah's Oil Teiro means Oder Teiro Oder Mishtaupt. The Welt, Alamol, speaks out. Maybe before that, Stam a small Eitzah, I saw this week. Meshatef. Bamir, Zog Mirasach. I saw the Netziv in the Parsha. The Netziv brings down, Shtey the Nozir, three things. He's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to Megaleach, and he's not allowed to Tamil Amesim. Then it says, Nozir Koy Neshiyah LaHashem. So the Netziv is Masbir. There's two types of Nazirs. There's one Nozir that does it because he wants to be Kodesh LaHashem. It says in Amos, ואיכך מבניכם נביאים ומילדיכם נזירים איכם נזיריו saying the king is Alamol. The נזירים are people that are close to Hashem, and there's another group of נזירים that they have a חשש that they will do עבירה או עושה איתה בקלקולו יזיר עצמו מן היין נוזר שבדורו עם פוחז על יצרי ביקש את אורדני מן האוילום צנוח הפרשת פו נזירים צנו פרשת פו נזירים זאת בנציב נוזר is not allowed to drink wine. For the first nozir, it makes sense. Why is he not allowed to drink wine? Because he wants to be kodesh l'Hashem. He's not allowed to megaleach. Okay, he's not allowed to play with his hair. Porush mitanug yoilom hazeh. Porush mitanug yoilom hazeh. But why is he not allowed to metamel amesim? Why is not allowed to metamel lemeisim? The first nazir. He speaks about the second nazir. Zoktor, because if he's metamel lemeisim, he's be'atzvus. And if he's be'atzvus, you can't be close to Hashem. And the nazir, azevi, has to be kabbal on himself. To be kodesh, not to drink wine, tanuk esoilom, not to be galeach. He cannot go to levaya, even if his parents, because he has to be in b'shum atzvus. The koyach of the yitzharor is when a person decides what we're going to speak about, the mekabel toiro, he puts him down. He gives him to feel down. Not to be besimcha. Tzigonish. Tzigonish. You see the people that are the most down during the years. Tzikum ben azmanim, they wake up. Yeah, they're never down ben azmanim. Yeah? It's poshut. The yitzharor has a koyach to take away the simcha. On simcha se nishtok in avoyna saboyre. And the Zelbe Kabbalah is not going to achieve. If Perish Miyayim, the Zelbe Kabbalah, if Perish Mitiglachas, is Perish Me'atzvus. I will not let him to feel bad. I will not let myself to feel bad because Yenim said and Yenim said and Yenim did. I will not let, this is the Keach of the Yetzer. He wants me to feel down. And this is the Kabbalah of the Nozir. And so weit, he can't be even his father's Levaya. Felt in the Kirvas Hashem. A person is called Kuloi cannot even have Atzvus for a second. But it's the Astira to give us Hashem to have Atzvus. It's the Astira to give us Hashem to have Atzvus. We're holding an Erev Kabbalah Satera. The Welt Alamon has a kasha. Why people stay awake? Shavuos night. Bishleim in places, the attack of Shavuos night is long. Australia now, 10. Tonight in Australia, I spoke yesterday, it's 10 hours. Shkia is 5 o'clock and Netz is 7:30 in the morning. So there, oh, can't understand. 10 hours to learn Lashon Shavuos makes sense. It's gewaldic. It's gewaldic. Over here, you know, some people learn 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. And then they sleep the day before, the day after. Yeah. So some people don't understand. Why does it say in Shlach Kodesh that they sat in the learn and the Kodesh Baruch Hu came in the middle? The grace in Yoni, where a person sits and learns in Lashon Shavuos, is lo yatuyo v'lo yeshuos. I have a fault. I heard once one of the Gedolim. The answer is Rabbi Yisrael Herzog and Gut. Kabbalah Satoiro is to makriv zayin for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're right. In a normal day, maybe you learn more hours. But the Ma'aseh, it's hard to stay awake from the beginning of saying like to eat an hour and then to learn for 5 hours. Mamish bis the morning and not to stop. It's a grace akrovet. No chalts. Sleeping before, sleeping after. It's hard. You're tired. This akrove is the tchilas from Kabbalah Satoiro. The chelzer from Kabbalah Satoiro, we makriv for the Torah. We make some nefesh for the Torah. Person has to know, we spoke a lot of times, that in Limud HaTorah, Chazanish says that a person that is loymed v'poisek mimishnosoi, he speaks here and he speaks here, who oisef hevel v'reus ruach. Chazanish will not say it, I will not say it. See a guy sitting in Seder. After 5 minutes he says hello to him. 10 minutes he says hello to him. 10 minutes he pushes this guy. Half an hour he just takes a drink. 20, half an hour later he just checks if maybe someone sent him a message. Yeah, and then he just checks what the signs say outside. And like any half an hour, yeah, and if he doesn't find something to do, I mach the coffers, yeah? Chazmish has one word on him. What he did today? Oisef hevel v'chus ruach. Gor nishkitov. I will not say what the Chazmish calls it. Oisef hevel v'chus ruach. That's nishkintere. Learn him, mach mitzvot, say it. Hevel v'chus ruach, zog the Chazmish. And we know that when a person sits and learns, when a person is sitting and learning, when a person learns a half an hour, an hour, then he learns 2 hours. It's a Miri and Mishlei. The Miri says in Mishlei that when a person learns 2 hours, it's not the pshat he learned 2 hours. 2 hours is double, it's 4 hours. When a person learns 3 hours, it's 8 hours. And when he learns 4 hours, he's holding in 16. And when he goes to 5 hours, it's 32. And when he goes to 6 hours, it's already 64. When it comes to 7 hours, he's holding in 128. This is the answer the Meiri explains. A person, I don't know if you know Chazanish, if you know the Chazanish. But if you take the Sefer Chazanish and you try to copy word by word from the words of the Chazanish, you will die before you finish the copy. Try to do it, copy, but not with a pen, you know, with a feather like they did in the old days. Try to copy Rashi, only word by word. I will copy every word from all of the Rashi, and like five Ma'adurahs, yeah? You don't have a man. So when they did it, and when Rashi learned, and when he was a Talmid Chochem, and when he was running away when the guy was trying to kill him, the answer is, we learn sometimes a day, 3 hours, 4 hours, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes here. Man, we said in the Seder, but we make up circuits. Rashi in one day, he learned 10 hours, he had 500 hours a day, the craft of the Torah that he learned. And he didn't stop by night. He didn't stop. The Gemara says that one of the Amiroyim was Koy Beirach, and the Yitzhahor wanted to kill him, and he couldn't because they posek Pum and Megilsa. So what he did, he went, he sat outside of the Arz of the Beirach, on the main pole, and took the Arz of the Beirach, and Ishtak Minu Levi Yochalei. Gemara Makis Nafiyut. Feiduch of Yitzchayim al HaTeire, he never used the bathroom? What do you mean he never stopped to learn? Well, not the Yitzhahor, he had to go to the bathroom, to have him there. What is the Gansa Zach? And he had to break the whole Bismarush for him? So the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah, to the bottom of Maisa Melech, the Chafetz Chaim, I don't remember where I saw it, I'm old. So the Chafetz Chaim, if a person sits and learns without a hefsek, and when he goes out, because he leaves and he comes back, this is Talmud Torah, that it's a whole even can't kill you. If in the middle of his learning, he stand, picked up his head to see the noise outside, what is going, oh, that's his hefsek and learning. Because he wants that, that's a shit. And what he needs to do for his learning, if he's called Kula Torah, it's Torah Magnet. We have to have a Kabbalah Sateira. The way to have the Kabbalah Sateira is to make the Mesirus Nefesh for Torah. To make a Mesirus Nefesh for Torah. They gave out the Sani Shiva, these papers, the Chazanish, the famous Maisim, the Chazanish. There was two Bochrim, Choshev and Bochrim. They were sitting and they were shmuzing to each other. And they didn't realize that the Chazanish was there. They were speaking about the Gishmak and learning. Gishmak. They're the two best Bochrim in Panovich. And he's spoke to each other, you know, we're the best, and we know that's not so gishmak. So what is the Gansa Maisa here? Now, we know that we'll be the Gedolim the next door. And this is, we know what is the gishmak. And they didn't realize that the Chaznish was standing behind them. And the Chaznish came in, the Chaznish put his hands on them. The Chaznish told them, when a person learns an hour, Seida, he learns 2 hours, 3 hours of the Tzufis. When he learns 4 hours, he starts to feel the Mesikas. And when he learns 5 hours, he starts to feel Mamesh Teiras Hashem. And when he's learning 6 hours, Beretzifes, he Margish Teiras Hashem, Tmim, Mamashivas Nofesh. And the Chazish was saying it, they realized they saw him like he's picturing, like it's happening to him. And in 7 hours, you feel like the Shechinas Medaberes Meter Groinoi. And after 8 hours, you can't stop. You just don't want to stop. Some people never did it in their life yet. For 8 hours without stopping. Again, when a person needs to stop, because he needs to stop what he needs, it's not a stop. A second more from that, stop, loses the whole hefsek. We said already, Amol, Rabbi Akiva, went to learn. It was Amol, his wife sent him to learn. They were poor, she gave him such a nice house, and they were living in the straw. And she came, at 12 years he came back. And outside the door, he hears the neighbor tells his wife, that the neighbor is telling her, you know, your husband left you, Azay. She says, Alevai, you will stay for another 12 years. And he goes back to Bismedrash. Fakt im Chaim Shmulevitz. Verstehe nicht. Who sent him to learn? His wife. Not the parents that support you and you know they came for Shavuos, you have to visit them. But it's a wife. It's a wife. All of your life is because of her. All of your life. All of your tail is because of her Shavuos. Without her, we go nish. Go in, say hello, and say, oh, I heard you left me to go back and I'm going back. And Rabbi Akiva could think about Devin Akuma and Gulasik when he goes to speak to her. That is Masiach Zayin from Lernan. So Rabbi Akiva. Why he didn't go in? Zogim Chai Shmulev is because he knew. If he carries on, he will come back after 24 years. So it's billions more. And if he comes in, what she will have, a 12 and a 12 husband. It's not worth it for her. And even to discuss it with her, it's not worth it. So I'm not saying, I'm old, maybe only if your wife is such a madregi, you're allowed to mevater on the wife. You have to ask a shayla every time, how much you meshubit in the bais. You have to know. About it to parents or friends, or friends' parents, about it to no head to go to eat by them. Yeah? For sure not in Shavuos. If you want to be Kabbalah to tell you. A person has to know. You have to do a Mesirus Nefesh. Kol ha-mekabel ol ol teire ma'avirim imenu ol derech eretz. Kol ha-mekabel ol ol teire ma'avirim imenu ol derech eretz. The siyata d'shmaya comes when you mekabel ol teire. If you're not mekabel ol teire, there's no siyata d'shmaya. This year, Baruch Hashem, works out good. have Shabbos mit Shavuos zusammen. I'm saying, if everyone could try, we have tonight to try to have 6 hours. If a person eats in yeshiva, the marshal, we finished to eat 10 o'clock already, to live straight till 4 o'clock. Call to the places, I'm sorry, I can't come, you know, I'll give you a bischus in Matera. You could blame me, I'm asking to call the people to finish 10 o'clock and after the meal. Learn straight from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Some people, the first time, don't feel the gishmak taste. Moshe Ma'adobo Doyme, a person, that, you know, he was eating very sharp, you know, harif, all different, as a chazachim, else is fire. Then he goes to taste this fancy cake, he wants to feel there's like a caramel taste inside, yeah? Then it's gay. Sometimes a person, the ganze yor, you know, he's all different shmutzik chazachim, and the first time that he eats for 6 hours, he will not feel the gishmak taste. Say it. But 6 hours, I don't think there's one person here that can't do it. I hope that there's not one person here that cannot do it. After the first 6 hours, then you could rest a little bit. You have the second shavuos. Some people could stay up the second night. The people that can't, they finish the daven mincha, they finish to eat again. 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, they finish. Straight till 8 o'clock. Straight till 8 o'clock. Another 6 hours. The person at the camp will learn 2 hours in the middle of the day, and another 6 hours in the end, in the second night Shavuos. Then again, Shabbos day. Shabbos day, 12 o'clock, you're over every student developed. And again, from 12 to 6, you learn 6 hours. What about the person that does it? Some people do 7 hours. It's an andere Shavuos. It's an andere Kabbalah Satoiro. The person has to know. After you mekabel the Torah, it's yours. I have friends today, the migdoili, amarbitze Torah in the world. They came into Shavuos one way, and they went out the other way. Forget about your friends for 3 days. Forget about them. Just for 3 days. Sunday we'll be back normal. Mamshach the Sugis weiter. 3 days. Forget about friends, forget about Gomish. Take for 3 days now. It's not even 3 days. It's 2.5 days left. And do it. 3 times at least 6. And again, in between, don't be mafsik. I'm not saying not to rest. Don't pick up a newspaper, chas v'shalom. Don't go chas v'shalom to a house. Even if you have 6 or 6 to a house, that it's not, that the whole thing will be dibuhi koidish. Even if you're not holding it the whole year. And the whole year you have to go to these places to eat. But shvuas. Don't make a hefsik. Make 666, but in between try to connect them. The koyach ha-toiro, the oyer fun toiro, what Klal Yisrael said, nasev and nishma. 3,000 years ago, it's in the same koyach. If you say nasev and nishma, you zoicher to shtei ksorim. You zoicher, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu was up in the Shomayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, arboim yoim, lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishotisi. Fragen the Mefarshim. Manushach. It was easy for Moshe not to eat there or not easy? If it was easy because it was in the Shemayim, so what is the Mefarshim? You are Malach, you know, so you did eat for 40 days. What's the Shaykhet? Al-Kochach Moshe was so hungry there, so he gave him a sugar. Hashem saved him. Hashem gave him the whole time koyach, but he will not die. Oh, but he was so hungry. And he was so thirsty. Why? Because even Moshe Rabbeinu, Toiro is nicknamed on the Sirus Nefesh. The Kabbalah Satayre, even by Moshe, had to be Mesirus Nefesh. Moshe tells them, you think I went up to the Shemayim, they plugged it into me, you know. He plugged in his, you know, Hashem gave him everything, and he came down. Moshe says, nein, upstairs to get the Torah, I had to fight for it. It doesn't come without fighting. And the Torah says, Chazal say, Moshe lemeter v'meshakeach, lemeter v'meshakeach, lemeter v'meshakeach. Hashem need to love him at all. Last minute Hashem gave it to him. This is what Hashem is expecting us to do b'shas matan Torah. The Yitzhak Horeh knows that. He wants you to miss it. Your yeshiva bocher. Your matorah is learning. Nothing is stopping you now. Nothing is stopping you. So you will speak to another 2 more people. And you will eat another cheesecake by someone. What's up? Try once. To Meister Nefesh. Moshe was not zeicher without that. And we will be zeicher. Chavisrael said, Oh, it's unzer adoich. Rabbi Yisrael said, a mensch will visit Shas overnight, but he wants to have a little sleep in that night also. He wants his davening to Hashem overnight in Shas, but you know, also a little bit to sleep, chaparai. He's not asking him to give over one night. He's not asking to give over one night. But if a person gives over, and a person is meisel nefesh, a person will have hatzlach, a person will have siyach v'shmai. So Bezos Hashem will be zeichet together to mekabel toiro be'avo, and the choftage that after Shavuos, I'm telling you, you could see, I see it every year, you see on the people that wore mekabel toiro, you see the ksorim, and you see the people that nebach, were there, and Hashem wanted to give. And he said, no, maybe I'll finish, you know, the famous maise from Shalom Shvadron. Shalom Shvadron said, was a person once. So he came to his friend, and he told him, you know, remember we learned in Yeshiva together? Yeah. And I'm such a shver matzav, the mafia wants to kill me, and this and that, I need $10,000. So he said, no problem, come to my office, so I'll give. Okay, so the guy goes to the office, no one comes. Yeah. That was the night the phone rings by that friend. That's what happened. Remember me? I lived in Yeshiva. We were roommates. Remember we went together to places. Yeah, the mafia wants to kill me. I need $10,000 cash. He says, no problem. Come tomorrow morning to the office. You'll get it. So tomorrow morning, no one comes. Okay, so again, 12 o'clock at night, the phone rings. My friend, remember me? It's not the mafia. The mafia, the mamash want to kill me. He says, no problem. Tomorrow morning, I will stand outside my office. Just pass with a car. I'll give you the money. Say that. Comes. No one comes. The other day, 1 o'clock, when I had the phone rings, my friend, you remember, in Shiva, was such a good friend. Yeah, yeah, what's this? The mafia, they want to kill me and my wife. I managed to need $10,000, the hoof. He says, no problem, you know, come, send someone, you don't have to come yourself to the office. Send someone to the office, I'm counting it, I'm opening the office, I'll be there 6 o'clock in the morning. So he comes, came and kumpish, came and kumpish. Okay, so the other night, 2 o'clock, by night, the phone rings. My friend, you remember me from Yeshiva, he's like, I'm shugging it, loves me up. And he puts down the phone on him. Shulam, let's me up. Person comes to Rabbeinu Shulam, I want to be a Talmid Chochem, I want to be a Talmid Chochem. All the same, Belibeinu Lahavi, Lahaski, Lishmoya. Shulam says, Givaldik. Come to Bismillah, he says, Malochim, take package of Siyata Lishmaya, teach this person Torah. Because the Malochim come, the guy is not there, came late. Because they go back, Hashem says, okay. And the Ma'arim says again, the same, Belibeinu Lahavi, Lahaski, Lishmoya. Just then, Malochim, Mamash, give him Siyata Lishmaya, be the biggest Talmid Chochem. Say the Malachim come, he's not in the seat, shmuzing outside. They go up to the Shemayim. The guy starts to cry, Rabbi Shalom, Shavuos, Kabbalah Satira, Mama Shmuan Siyata Nishmaya. She says, Lil Shavuos, 2 o'clock by night, the Malachim, go down, give him packs of Siyata Nishmaya. The Malachim coming, he says, he went to eat by supper. Say it. He says, they come back, again in the morning, he says, Abba Rabba and Shavuos, you know, everyone cries. Shmuel tells Malachim, Matzachai, he's going to rest now. In the afternoon, he's planning to learn. Mamish, open his eyes, and then he'll be a Ilui. Because if they come back, he's sleeping the whole Shavuos day. Next time when he asks, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Meshugener loz mirois. Person has to know, we have a koyach to matzliach. Shavuos is coming. If a person will decide, Be'achlota nimretzes, is mekabel terek moishe tzorich, Jesus Hashem, who is the architect of the Bible.